Welcome back. Episode 3. The Black Man and His Mental Health. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Oh man, here we go.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Colors of Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Cedric Weatherspoon, licensed marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Dr. Asia King, licensed professional clinical counselor. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, I mean, you're the man, so you need to, I mean, this is you. I'm just here.
So I'm just going to begin this episode by, you know, one of my sisters who is an activist, her name is Sam, and we were having a discussion about like what happened with Will Smith. And so her standpoint, and this is along with one of my friends who is white and she's a white ally. She said, white people need to mind their own business. So in that, because the reason why, then let me back up and say why they said that, because they understood, you know, Sam and my other friend, they understood that this is a deeper narrative that a lot of folks don't know anything about, but they continue to kind of go on and on and on about it. And so that's what they said. They said, okay. I said, okay, that's cool. I mean, like, that's a perspective. And so they looked at it as it was a conflict. So they took the Oscar out of the equation. They took him being Will Smith out of the equation. They looked at it, these are just people. These are people of color in a conflict. So I wrote back to her. I said, you know what? Cool. I said, one of the things that we need to be aware of, we need to know that today in 2022, as Black men, we're going through it heavily. You know, you think about the George Floyd, and you think about all these police killings, not only of Black men, but Black children. You know, our children, our babies are being hurt. And so some men may take the narrative of, I'm sitting here, I'm sitting by and all of this stuff is going on. I don't know what to do with this. The generations of these young Black males are changing. So parenting is a little bit different. And this emergence of Black female excellence. So Black females over time have been getting higher and better, becoming visible. Now, is that a bad thing for our families? No, that is not a bad thing. Is that a bad thing for our community? No. You know, like I said, I can celebrate victories from anybody who's winning as long as they're on my team. So it's that piece. But it's always that internal narrative. Well, what does that mean for me? You know, if I'm not as successful as my wife, then what does that mean for me? You know, what are all these narratives that played out? And so how I describe this, I said, you know what? You know, we're becoming a victim of an emotional war that is seek to put us in emotional isolation. Mm. So in emotional isolation, that's not a good thing from a psychological perspective, being in emotional isolation. As a result, we are not in touch with our own emotions and feeling. The only feeling that we can express is feeling angry and disrespected. Mm. These narratives are deeper. These are the deeper narratives that we're talking about. Mm. So with that being said, like we talked in previous episodes about the narratives that's playing out in this situation that people aren't paying attention to. And so if we take everything away and look at Will and look at Chris as two Black men and look at men in conflict and look at Jada and her role in that. So a lot of people thinking that, you know, Will snapped. What's wrong with Will? What's wrong with Chris? Black male mental health, you know, it's a complex issue because, you know, do we put our feelings out there like that? And when we have put our feelings out there, have we ever felt validated? Do we feel like people really understand? So Will is in the entertainment industry, but he's also has the same struggles as the next man does. He has a little bit more money and resources, of course, but, you know, those patterns are still there. That trauma of, you know, trying to figure yourself out and trying to have an identity is still there. And so in this story, beyond the physical aggression, we know anger is like a secondary emotion. Hurt, and I always say disrespect is an emotion, but, you know, people going to debate that. But feeling disrespected, feeling isolated. So if you can imagine Will being like isolated in his emotion, let's say for months, years, maybe 5 years, 10 years, he's in emotional isolation, a lot of guilt and shame, holding all of that stuff and putting on the mask. So would you look at that situation a little bit different? How would you look at that situation?
Well, I look at the situation just like we would do with any other situation. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how much exposure or privilege you have. If your mental well-being isn't stable, and we said this in another episode, that you can easily lose everything that you have worked for, because at this point, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. If we look at, who is that? Was it Andrew Bourdain?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
The job of a lifetime.
Oh, my God.
I wish I was his suitcase.
Traveling the world, eating food from every culture, from under every rock and every cliff, the highest mountains, the lowest valleys. But if you're not settled within yourself, and whatever was attached to him, it wasn't enough. It just wasn't enough. So when we're watching on the outside, especially celebrities, I do not envy celebrities at all.
You know, even those fancy cars, those gowns, them high, you know, expensive heels and all that other stuff.
No, I don't envy that, because one, everything you do is always in the spotlight and for the critiquing. You know, it's for the critique. And no matter what you do, somebody is going to have something to say about who you are, who you should be, what you should be, what you should be. I love Tiffany Haddish. And Tiffany Haddish had a moment where she crashed her car and was found intoxicated behind the wheel.
Wow.
Yeah. Like a couple of months ago.
Wow.
You know? Wow. One thing that Roland Martin brought up was that Mel Gibson was in the audience. Now, if anybody remembers Mel Gibson's meltdown, I think he's even had issues with alcoholism. He went on this anti-Semitic
rant,
very hateful, racist.
Braveheart. I thought I expected more. I really did.
I mean, you wrote a whole movie about Jesus. So forget Braveheart. You wrote a whole movie about Jesus. And you went on this whole racist rant, drunken rant. But you were invited back to the Oscars.
Yes.
Come on now. You know, so to put Will up here on this pedestal as if he is not human and he's not fragile to the issues that come with being a Black man. Because mind you, one thing I found very interesting is that he is Will Smith. Hi, everybody in the world, unless you live under a rock, everybody in the world knows Will Smith. He is one of those top 10 actors that Japanese, Indian, Arabian, everybody knows Will Smith. But yet, I find it so interesting when white folks came to say how horrible and nasty he was. How quickly people turn on you when they love you too, they don't like you.
In your weakest times, you know, it's almost like, you know, folks standing on the sideline. I can't wait to when you fall off your pedestal, I'm going to be right there to put my 2 cent dog pile on you.
Everybody loves you until you're nobody.
And, you know, I mean, to go back to Black male mental health, it's like, you know, it's a lot. I mean, I think the world is changing. It's a lot of things that's changing around us. I mean, in general, people, you know, coming out of COVID and all of this other stuff, people, mental health is not where it needs to be. You know, I seen a dude one time, we're stuck in traffic on 94, little shoulder, man, this man driving on the side of the shoulder, like speeding in the like, the emergency lane, nobody's in, no cars in there. He's speeding, smoking a cigarette and texting. it's something to be said about that. And that's not one, you know, episode or one breakdown that we've seen, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, when we talk about our mental health, you know, how do we address it in 2022? If you got a partner, how does that look to support your partner when you see them struggling? How do you pull that coattail and say, hey, we need to address that. You ain't looking good.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about the role of the black woman and helping her black man pull
I'm saying it in context of families. And mm-hmm. I won't just say, you know, the black woman, but in context of family, if you can't look out for your own, who do you look out for? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what families are for. You know, I've always said it's all hands on deck. And just going back to what I said, emotional isolation and how, as black men, how we deal with emotion. Usually mm-hmm. we deal with it in isolation. Get away from me. Let me go over here. Let me do my own thing.
And that's then why I y'all deal got man caves. Own
yeah, that, it is a cave. But, you know, even caves collapse.
That's good.
Without a good structure over the roof, the cave is going to collapse. So you can hide down in that cave, but you don't take care of business, what's going on upstairs, you're going to find yourself trying to dig yourself out of the cave. And I think the emotional isolation, these are things that we have to come together as a community to talk about. Now, here's the beauty that happened in that whole situation. I saw Denzel Washington come up, all the old heads come up and say, come on, man. Like you were saying, that hug, that Ralphie hug. So mm-hmm. they came in and said, man, let's sit down and let's talk. Even Puff Daddy got in on the deal. He was in there. We got to get a brother credit. We can hate on him when he's doing bad things. Let's give him, let's build him up when he's doing something good. He got in there and said a thing or two and tried to patch, jump in and help come together.
Tyler Perry. Right. Yep.
He was there too. That's, you know, that piece was the most beautiful thing that as a black man and as young black folks, you can see is like, yeah, we can come together when we're not doing well.
Right.
That was a beautiful sight. And actually that helped calm Will down a lot. You know, they wrapped around him. The producer, you know, he took care of Chris Rock. He came around and said, man, you good? Are you okay? He's like, man, I'm finna get through this. And his mental health and people were taking care of him. You know, so we saw a collapse, but we also saw people come together and lift men up and say, we can do this. We're going to put this on the world stage. Watch us lift each other up and we're going to get through this together. We're going to deal with this together. We're not going to self-sabotage each other. We're not going to put each other down. We're not going to talk bad about each other. We're at the show with you. We're standing with you. None of those guys has said anything negative about either one of them. But how can we support them and how can we uplift them?
That's good. That's good. Well, I guess in our last episode of the Will Smith and Chris Rock incident, we'll call it. It's an incident. It's a moment. It's not a forever.
A moment in time.
It's a moment in time. But where is Jada in all of this? I wonder. And so...
So you're going to be our closer this month.
That's right. That's right.
I love it.
All right. I love it too. Well, thank you all for tuning in and we will talk to you next time. Peace.
Peace.
Be sure to find us on Facebook at Colors of Relationships. Follow us on Instagram at The Colors of Relationships and find us on Twitter at The COR Podcast.